trance parties are much nicer, you know? That's, what do I mean by nicer? A lot less violence and bad vibes. And if you want to check that, the easiest way is talk to the bouncers at any trance party, and they'll tell you, we love you guys, you guys are cool. Because they don't have to work. All they got to deal with is a few people that are a bit too out of it or whatever, so they might have to, like, you know, sit down and calm down a bit, but there's a lot less violence, right? And I think that's down to the type of music, because, I mean, you listen to blues or you listen to something else, or quiet music, it'll make you feel one way. You listen to punk and you listen to, like, you know, sweetcore, it's going to give you a totally different vibe. So it's logical that if you have a whole bunch of people that like this kind of music together, there's going to be some sort of aggression or something, because that's what it's asking you to be, the music. Whereas what trance asking you to do, it's asking you to unify with everybody. It's asking you to actually connect, to open your eyes, to become aware, to actually think, you know, to wake up, right? And I think that's a really good thing, because obviously not everybody, but a high percentage, I believe, of the people that go to the party, they're going there for the dancing, yeah, and everything, but they're also going there for the other side of it, which is you put yourself in that situation, you dance, it's a form of meditation. At some point, your brain turns off a little bit, and you get a bit of clarity of thought, you know, and you're, oh wow, this is where I am. It's like your world gets a little bit bigger. You know, and I think that's an effect of the music, that's an effect of, I was going on about frequencies before, I really think it's down to that, because psytrance is, when you listen to it, how it's meant to be heard through a proper sound system, it's based on bass frequencies, right? There's two things, there's the bass frequencies, and then there's the very high frequencies that go very fast, that do stuff to your brain, right? Which has been documented, you know, so it's a known fact. And what happens is, if you do it properly, these bass frequencies are even longer.
Eastern spirituality, dreadlocks, hippies, trance music, beaches, dancing, hedonism, kind of nice mix of all those things. It's got its excesses from my point of view, which are maybe not quite so good, it's got its unhealthy aspects, but on the whole I'm happy to kind of support and be a part of an envoy of taking it around the world, because generally speaking most people have got are ecologically aware, they've generally dropped outside of the rat race, or are peripherally involved in it, creative archetypes, almost like an alternative, nascent alternative culture.
Americans, all types. So I like that.